Welcome to the MMA Happy Hour. I am Kyle Anthony, your host. We're here. We have interviews, MMA banter, and betting advice. This week, UFC 289, Amanda Nunes versus Irene Aldana. We're going to be breaking down a couple fights here, but before we do, we are going to talk to newly minted number 5 light heavyweight in the world, Johnny Walker. And Johnny, I appreciate you coming on, man. I know it looks like you're just training, man. How are things going? And appreciate you coming on.
I'm good, bro. Thank you very much. Just finished my strength conditioning session. So I'm nice. Off season now. Just 2 trainings today.
So you getting some relaxation time in there a little bit in between these fights? I know you're always training on your grind, but how's everything else going?
100%, bro. Like, I have to heal a little bit my hand because I hurt on Anthony's face. my foot as well a little bit, but I have to keep improving myself. No, but of course I have to enjoy myself. I'm going to Ibiza this weekend. It's a stag party of my wife, sister, future husband.
Nice.
It's gonna be nice. Next week I'm gonna corner my friend Rafael, my sparring partner in German. He's gonna fight in Octagon, and then after this fight on Sunday, I'm going to Malta. I'm going to have a little more 2 days of chill.
Sunday, hey, you got to enjoy yourself when you can, man, because I know you're on your grind. And I think the first thing I want to just talk to you quickly about was your fantastic fight against Anthony Smith, man. You did your thing. And I want a little congratulations for myself. I bet you, I knew this was a great spot for you. And one of the things that I thought was really great that you would really pick him apart was those leg kicks, you know, just chipping away on him and kind of doing your thing. And the one thing for you, you are absolutely explosive. You have all the tools. But one of the things that I thought was interesting in this fight and I want to get your take on it was you kind of honed that in a little bit. You pretty much kind of stayed within yourself and just picked Anthony apart for 3 rounds. So what was kind of the strategy going into that fight against Anthony?
Yeah, like I was enjoying the fight and I want to see what he have to offer me. It's the last fight that I could test myself and see what a number of rank 5 can offer against me. So I want to feel the fight, the 3 rounds. I want to start to enjoy, but he didn't have too much to offer. He's a good quality fighter and high level, but I'm in another level. Just show for myself that I'm in another level, no? Because I have to hold back a little bit because if not, I'm going to finish the fight too quickly, no? And I want to feel like I want to receive the punch. I want to feel the fight, take the punches and the takedowns, whatever he have to offer it, and see what I can take. You know, I don't take test my shin. No, I want to be able to protect myself, dodge the punches, you know, and catch the punches as well, and like to get the experience to improve myself. You know, on the end, like he was a little bit like off, and I feel like I don't know when you like. You get no motivation. You get like, you know, I don't know how to explain like it. When you're going to have sex with a girl and your dick, like, what's the name? How do you call this action? How do you call this action?
Okay, goes
say brocha. We say brocha in Portuguese, but I don't know in English.
but wait, so you're saying that you pretty much we're doing what kind of setting up, you know, you didn't want to pretty much go crazy on him early.
Because, you know, I'm on the end, I get excited and I pump, pump, and then he like, and then I fight back, like felt like I'm in like fucking banging. And then I'm like, what the fuck, you know, like.
And he pretty much was laid back for a lot of that fight, you know, and the same thing. And it's true. It takes 2 to tango. If you're looking to scrap it out with them, it takes 2 to tango. And you definitely did your thing. One of the weird things here, and I wanted to get your take on it also, was obviously what he was saying during the fight. I know people have been asking you some of these things. Now, it was kind of 2-part. Did you hear him during the fight? Or did you just kind of, like, I know you were saying what, you didn't know what the hell he was talking about, but like, was there any difference after the fight of kind of processing what he was even talking about? But did you hear him?
No, after the fight, but during the fight, I hear he said, like, I'm mad that you attacked my family. And then I said, what? Because, like, what the fuck? What are you saying? Like, who attacked your family? Me? I have no idea what you're doing. Like, my what is like, what the fuck, bro? And then he he said again, they're what? Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Whose family? I don't know who your family is. But I think he have like a TDS something, you know, like stress post-traumatic because somebody invade his house. And I think after I punched him on the face, and the stress of the fights and the frustration that he was couldn't develop the way that he wants, he like his brain throw this on him that he like try to motivate him, but didn't work very well.
Yes, because even all of us, and I'm watching this fight, and I we were all confused as viewers. I'm thinking, what the hell is Johnny thinking in the cage? You've been dominating the fight, and he starts saying gibberish. It was kind of a crazy situation there that you did have. But one of the things I do want to talk about also with you, fantastic fight, fantastic win, but one of them was going to be, real quickly, just your opinion now. Alex Pereira coming up in weight now. He's a new face in the division. He's facing Jan. You know, what's your kind of opinion of him kind of coming up? And what do you think about this fight and in general? I mean, obviously, you're not going to break down the whole fight, but what do you kind of think about when you look at this fight?
I think it's a good fight for him, you know, but he very, very good strike. But I never saw he fighting somebody that can take a punch and good strike that he can grapple as well, can take him down. And, you know, I think Jan can do that because Jan can strike, but he's not great strike, but he can strike, he can take a punch as well, and he can grapple me as well. So it's a good test for him. So I wish I could get the winner of this fight as well. For me, it's going to be a good fight for me, you know. I get the winner there. I can get him or Jan, it's a great fight for me. I'm sure I beat both of them.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That was actually going to be my next question for you. You know, we look at the top five. I got the top five. I mean, you got Hill as the champ. He's going to be facing Yuri. You've got number two, Magomed Ankalaev. Then you've got Jan, number three. Then you've got Alexander Rakic. And then you've got with you also Nikita Krylov. But kind of, you know, you've got some setups here. Awesome matchups for your division coming up. Really great matchups. You are right in the thick of things. So, the next opponent, I mean, are you going to try to really be lobbying for that and kind of looking for that next opponent in that division, like you're saying? I mean, you're trying to look for that winner between Alex and Jan, or are you trying to get a little bit more towards that? You know, I know Magomed's sitting there, you know, there's some opportunity, but what are you kind of looking at as an opponent next?
I have to heal myself up. I cannot close no fight yet because I cannot start a company plan yet. So probably my hand's going to take 2 more weeks or something, you know, in my foot as well. But I just fought, you know, and I wanna improve myself to get ready for, because when I come back there, I wanna dominate these guys. I wanna do better than that I did last time, you know. And whoever the UFC puts, I don't fucking care. I'm gonna smash them. I'm gonna make this look easy. I wanna work hard in my off time here, you know. I'm on holiday and I'm fucking training, you know. Because when I come back, I want to smash them. So I'm going to take my time, improve myself. Because next time I come, I'm going to show another game. Because every fight I do a little bit better. I get more confidence. And, you know, and whoever come to me after, I want to smash. So I want to make sure that I'm doing my homework. Watch this guy, see how the division's going. You know, I'm not in a rush now. I know I'm going to become champion. And I just want to take my time. I don't want to challenge nobody. Let these guys fight. Let them enjoy themselves. I'm building myself to be unbeatable.
And I like that too, because you went out there, you've got some wins, you're right in the thick of things. And a lot of times I feel like a lot of fighters, they're, to your point, they're kind of quickly kind of look for that next matchup. You are in such a great spot, and there's some really great matchups that are set up in the division for you. And I always think a lot of the things, I mean, you're saying that you're talking the talk, and you absolutely should be talking the talk, but because Johnny, you are definitely one of the great personalities in the sport. You have, you know, the positivity, and that's something that is always great. But we know the trash talk. We know the, you know, saying you want to smash everybody. That's what gets everybody going. So we, you know, in the wrestling where they turn heel, they start turning bad. That's what we want from you, Johnny. We want you to go out there. We want you to tell everybody you're going to destroy the entire top five at one time. Can we get that? Can we get Johnny to get that?
100%. It's what I'm doing in my off time. You know, I'm fucking training hard. I'm evolving. Like, usually you see fighters that when they have a fight, they go drink and party and having fun. Of course, they deserve, but listen, I understand that my career, it's short. It's no infinity. I fight against the time to build my legacy, you know? So I haven't drink after my fights. I haven't like lost a night of sleep. So I'm fucking doing diets, eating healthy, training hard. I'm getting better every time. Because when I come back, I'm telling you, I'm going to make this look easy. Like, what the fuck? This guy is shitting. They're going to tell me I'm shitting in some way because I'm so committed and I'm so fascinated with this sport and my career. And, you know, I'm giving my 100% every day. I'm training hard and focus on diet and sleep and recovering technique. I learn. I get there like I'm fucking white belt. I want to learn, you know, every day. Bro, when I come back, every time, I don't know if you see my last few fights. I'm just getting better and better and better and understand, get more comfortable. And my next fights are going to start be more explosive, more like crazy stuff happening, but more technical, more precise, more like, do you understand? Like, I'm getting my level up. When I come back, I'm going to murder these guys and going to make this fucking look easy. Like,
yes.
I think my new nickname is going to be Goat Hunter. I want to be hunting goats.
You know, oh, I like it, Johnny.
Goat Hunter, my friend. My new nickname.
Yes, like I love it.
People are going to tell me I'm fucking crazy. I am, bro. I train in holiday. I train every day. This is what I'm doing. After fucking 35, 36, 38, I'm going to start trying to hold my prime. But you can't fight against the age. So I'm going to do my best from now to the next 5 years. Nobody going to fucking beat me.
I love it, man.
There's no chance for Norway.
I love it. I love it. Who do you think? I mean, I obviously you don't care. You'll take on either one. But at UFC 291, you got Hill versus Prochazka here. Now, this is one thing here. You know, I'm looking at this fight. This is a fantastic fight, a really great fight. I think Hill can go out there and get the job done. I think his striking's great. But how do you kind of see this play out? And is there a guy that you would prefer to fight over another guy? I mean, I know you probably don't care. But what's your kind of thoughts on it?
I know I'm going to fight both of them in the future.
Absolutely. But
the good playing for me is Jamal beating Prochazka. Right? Mm-hmm. I get my rematch against Jamal. And then I defend the title against Prochazka. This is my mindset. But on the playout of the fight, Jamal have better boxing. And I think a little bit more defensive. And he have a counter, like timing, you know. Prochazka is a very athletic and very skillful fighter, but he's a little bit opened, like I was before. He's very wide, his hands a little bit down. He's a really good fighter, but he's very open. So if you're going to fight Jamal Hill, he needs to get a little bit more safe because Jamal have a good counter. Like, I watched my fight against him. I was doing really good in the beginning, but what I did my mistake against him. I didn't respect him that much. Then I went too open with like jab straight open. Like I don't do the proper jab straight, you know, with the hand that I can counter. I just went like, fuck, I'm gonna knock him out now. And a jab straight, boom. He countered me. He was good. He didn't make like a fucking, wasn't a lucky punch. It's a counter. He fucking countered me. He's good in time, you know, he's a good fighter. So if you Prochazka fight like that, he had kicks and everything, but he win that fight, he needs to be more settled, more protective, because nobody can take a fucking punch in the face. There is no iron team. The proper punch, anyone can go out, you know? So I think the fight's going to play like that.
Yeah, I agree. There's definitely both of these guys can crack. You can crack. I mean, you look at the top five, they all can have heavy hands, big punchers, great fighters. So that's definitely going to be one we're going to keep our eye on. But before I get you out of here, I want to get your quick opinion just on the main event this weekend, Amanda Nunes versus Irene Aldana. I'm going to be breaking down all these fights after we talk to Johnny here, but I just want to get your opinion here. Do you think, speaking of goats, do you think the goat Nunes is going to get it done, or is Aldana kind of coming for her this weekend?
Yeah, I think after Amanda lost for Pena, I think she gets a little bit sparkling, you know, and then she's going to come back like better than before, you know. She knows she can lose a fight. She knows if she don't work hard to have other ones climbing the hill with hunger, and she wanna keep the name and the legacy and the belt, she needs to work hard as well. I think she understands that after her last loss. So I think she's gonna come strong for this fight, and she's gonna, because she's a really good fighter, you know? And if she really trained hard and committed, you know, believe she can keep the belt for a little bit longer for a few more fights until she, like, you know, everybody gets in the limit. In the, I was gonna come some a hunger, a stronger wolf and eat you, but I think she still can be the goat for a few more fights, you know. And I believe Amanda is gonna get this win.
Yeah. I think so too. And I think even the point that you just made is kind of like, once she, you know, she was running through everybody, then she gets a loss, and it was almost like a resurgence, like it reignited her. And then she was absolutely dominated the next time. I think that's what we're going to see this weekend. We're going to see some dominating Amanda Nunes again, going out there, getting the victory. But Johnny, listen, man, I appreciate you stopping by, man. It really means a lot to me. Honored to have you. Cannot wait for your next fight. You're going to go out there and beat the living shit out of whoever you decide to fight. I can't wait for it. And definitely, I would love to have you on sometime down the road, but really appreciate your time, man.
No problem, my friend. I hope you guys enjoy the next fights, because I'm going to run through these motherfuckers.
Yeah, let's go, Johnny. That's it right now, Johnny. Thanks for coming in. And we are going to talk three fights. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, my friend. Thank you.
I want to thank Johnny Walker for coming on the show today. Awesome having him. I know we were trying to get him on the show a couple times. Finally, we were able to book him, get him on. It's awesome to have him. Plus, I do have some other UFC fighters coming on. Want to pretty much try to set up as many as I can for pay-per-views, for big events, get some guests on, and we'll talk upcoming fights. We'll talk whatever we can, betting. Here, it was all about Johnny Walker, his big win, and my 4% win, which was on Johnny Walker as well, too. But let's talk about this Saturday night. We're going to first talk about the main event here, and obviously, we got to dive right into Amanda Nunes versus Irene Aldana. I forgot who she even was. That was stupid. Awesome having Johnny Walker here on the show. Was trying to book him a couple times. We were finally able to get him on. And every pay-per-view, I would like to have some kind of guest on the show. I do have a couple UFC fighters, well-known UFC fighters, that I'm going to be getting on the show in the upcoming weeks, upcoming months. So want to try to see if I can line up a couple of those for the big events and get them in here for you guys and chat it up with them. So again, awesome having Johnny Walker here. But let's talk UFC 289. From a betting perspective here. And the first one we got to talk about here is the main event of the evening between Amanda Nunes minus 350 against Irene Aldana plus 255. And you got the world beater in Amanda Nunes going out there. She is the GOAT, two division champion. And then you got Irene Aldana, good boxing, good striking, good footwork overall, does have some power. But when you're looking at this fight, this to me really feels like it's going to be mostly a stand-up bout. They're both going to be battling it out on the feet, both boxers, both aggressive, both looking to move forward. And the thing that I think really works out well for Amanda Nunes is the fact that she's not going to have to worry about takedowns. And that to me really opens up a lot of opportunities for her to go out there and really push the pace a little bit. And when you're looking at the fact that there will be no takedowns, she can freely move forward, that is really going to open it up for her. And that also is why I think this number is where it is, that it's at minus 350, because there's a lot of opportunity for her in this fight. And also the fact that, you know, Aldana, she's not very good when she's off of her back foot. We've seen her multiple times where she kind of struggles a little bit with that. We're going to talk about our last few fights in a minute. But that's really going to be where we look at this fight and we see opportunities for Amanda Nunes. She definitely, you know, Aldana, you know, kind of pretty heavy on her feet when she's looking to box. There could be some nice leg kick opportunity for her there as well, too. So I think that Nunes, not worrying about these takedowns, can be herself and really push forward. But if you're looking at strength of schedule or just kind of overall who they have fought, and boy, it's worlds of difference, because you've got Amanda Nunes who has fought pretty much the who's who of the divisions. When you're looking at it, Valentina Shevchenko twice, Chris Cyborg, Ronda Rousey, Juliana Pena, obviously twice, Raquel Pennington, just to name a few. There's been so many over the last 10 years. She has fought the who's who of the division. But when you're looking at Irene Aldana, now, obviously competition level is not everything. But when you're looking at this spot here, I mean, one thing's for sure is that she hasn't really fought the highest level of opponents. And when she has struggled a little bit. You look at Holly Holm. I mean, three fights ago, she fought her. Holly Holm, 40 years old, and went out there and absolutely dominated. Went in, was able to land the big shots, was able to push forward. She really had the same two-punch combination, three-punch combination, was able to land on Aldana. And Aldana just struggled. Aldana really struggled, couldn't get the take, couldn't defend the takedowns, couldn't really go out there and really outstrike Holly Holm either. It was Holly Holm, all five rounds were her. Then after that, she fought Yana Kunitskaya. I mean, listen, Yana Kunitskaya or Yana Santos, very sloppy, not very technical. I'm not that very high on her overall skill set. But she went out there and Aldana did what she needed to do, got that first round finish. But if you're looking at it, you know, Yana was pregnant 2 days after. She talked about she was pregnant, how she didn't feel that good, how she wasn't at her peak performance. But obviously, Aldana did what she needed to do and go out there and get that finish. And then most recently, she fought Macy Chason. And Macy, long, rangy, you know, decent fighter for the division, big also for the division. And she was out there beating Irene Aldana for three rounds up until the finish. I mean, that first round was Aldana. Second round, all Chason. She was out there dominating. Possibly a 10-8 round in that second. And in the third, she was winning the third as well, too, up until the upkick to the liver, which ended up really shutting down Macy. Macy went down, fight over. Now Aldana gets the opportunity to go out and fight Amanda Nunes for the title. A little bit iffy, but she did get the victory there. And some people are talking about Aldana as this fighter that is this rising star, up-and-comer kind of thing. And that's kind of the feel you get. But she's 35, and so is Amanda Nunes. And if you really look at it, Aldana slightly older than her, but they're both 35. And this is a spot where I think Aldana does not have the firepower to really sit with Nunes in the pocket. You've got her Mexican heritage is going to make her push forward. She's going to want to scrap. But with no takedowns happening, I really think this is all set up well for Amanda Nunes to go out. And if you're going to tell me, you're going to give me plus money on basically a glorified kickboxing match between her and Aldana, I'll take that every day. I like Amanda Nunes plus 170 to get the knockout. I think she gets the job done. And I really think it could be an early one for her as well, too. So I do like Amanda Nunes via KO plus 170. Now, therefore, we're going to talk about here quickly is Marc-Andre Barrio minus 150 and Eric Anders plus 122. Now, when you're looking at this fight here, I think the biggest glaring thing when you can look at this fight is pretty much going to be the cardio. And one guy's got cardio and one guy pretty much doesn't have cardio. And, you know, you got Barrio who weaponizes his cardio, can push forward, push the pace, have high output pressure. That to me really spells a lot of really bad things for Eric Anders, who has struggled when it comes to cardio and keeping up with the pace. You know, he's going to look to wrestle. He's going to look to get these takedowns, get that control time, scrap it up a little bit in tight, but Barrio is very good in the clinch. He's able to do what he needs to do. He can continually fuel and push forward. We saw what he did against Julian Marquez not long ago, where it was a scrap. All of a sudden, you know, Barrio goes in there, starts really pushing the pace, melts him in the second round. And Eric Anders, I think this line is a little bit closer due to the last few fights. And, you know, when you're looking at it, I think the first thing is that, you know, you've got two fights ago, he fought Jun Young Park, and he did lose in that fight, but it shows that his takedowns are not fully there. He was 3-for-24 on takedowns, not very good at all, and that allowed Park to kind of go out and get the victory. But when you're even looking at most recently, which is the one I think kind of pushed this line closer, was he's coming off a knockout victory over Kyle Daukaus. But Daukaus coming off of orbital surgery, there was a head clash in the middle of the fight, and then not long after that, Anders goes out there and gets the knockout victory. So a little bit iffy if you're looking at that particular fight. Anders did what he needed to do. But again, Anders is not a guy that's going to go out there and spark everybody. But if you're looking at Barrio, he's going to have the pressure. He's going to have the pace. He's going to have the cardio. He's going to really push forward. He's going to consistently do that. And I think that's where it starts to slow down Eric Anders after that first round. And Anders, also, I'm not big on his striking. You know, it's kind of clunky. It's kind of robotic. you know, very slow developing. I'm not saying that Barrio is this high level striker, but I think he's a lot better than Eric Anders. Plus, he can consistently push the pace, which will slow down Anders and his output and his volume. And that's where he can really find success. And I think his kickboxing has been improved, where Anders on the other side of it. You know, Anders, 36 years old. I don't think we're going to see many new wrinkles to his game overall. So I do like Barrio to get the job done. I think this does have some legs here and can get to the decision, but I like Barrio -140 to get the job done. And if you're looking for a little plus money on this spot here, maybe a little sprinkle on Barrio via points +175. But I do like, as my free play and as a play, Marc-Andre Barrio -140. And the last one I'm going to quickly go over here, don't want to make this too long here, is Miranda Maverick versus Jasmine Judavicious. You've got Maverick -320. You've got Judavicious +235 on the other side here. And when you're looking at this fight, we know what's going to try to happen here. Miranda Maverick is going to try to push the pace, get the takedowns, get that control time, look to get the submission, ground and pound. That's her path. That's the way she's going to find a lot of success. And pretty much, if you're looking at who she's fought, I mean, you could kind of arguably say the only person that Maverick lost to was Erin Blanchfield, because the Macy Barber fight, I think she got robbed there. But you know, that's really going to be her path. And you got Judavicious, who will have the physical advantages. She's going to have a 4-inch height advantage, a 2.5-inch reach advantage. Going to help her a lot when you're looking at this fight. Maybe it's going to be a little bit tougher for Maverick to cut the distance, to get her hands on you. And there's going to be certain spots there where I think that could be the case. But also the case is that both of them are pretty much similar when it comes to ability and striking. I don't think that, you know, one is way better than the other, but it could be some close spots and close exchanges or close rounds when it's going to be tough for Maverick to cut the distance and get those takedowns. I do think she can get the takedowns, but if you're looking at it, Jasmine has a 72% defense rate on takedowns, and the other side, you've got Maverick 61% success rate on getting takedowns. So I think she will get those takedowns, but I think she'll get the hold. She'll keep the top control. She'll positionally win, and I don't think she's going to get the finish. I don't think this is a spot where she gets a finish. I think this is more going to have some legs here, get to the scorecards. I think there'll be a close round, close round and a half, but I think the other half of this fight will be Maverick winning, being on top, you know, controlling the action, submission hunting, while Judavicious is scrambling, getting out of position. So I think Maverick goes out there, gets the job done. It's -320 money line. I think Maverick via points -140 is actually not a bad spot here. So as my other free play, I am taking Miranda Maverick via points -140. So there you have it for my plays for UFC 289. I tried to run through them as quick as possible because sometimes I just don't fucking shut up when I talk about UFC. So a little bit longer of a video here, a little bit longer of a show. Again, great to have Johnny Walker. Really, really, you know, just honored to have a guy of his caliber on the show. Can't wait to have some other guys, have some other ones I can't wait to discuss with you guys and get them on the show. So stay tuned for that. But let's see how we do this weekend. I have a 5% max play up right now, 4 plays in total, probably going to have 4, 5 or 6. And really like this card, man. I know a lot of people kind of knocking it and saying, hey, it's not a pay-per-view, but we're not here for entertainment. We're here to make money. I like a couple spots there, and I really like the max play, obviously. So excited about it. If you want to become a client, link down in the description. Check me out at wagertalk.com. Kyle Anthony. Follow me on Twitter at KyleAnthonyUFC. I think we covered everything here. So thanks for watching. Let's see how we do. And once again, let's cash.